بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا. After this somewhat lengthy discussion that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not the son of God, neither is he part of God, and the various objections of the Christians and also about the Jews that they did not even accept him as a Nabi of Allah and they slandered his mother. After all this discussion, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala now speaks like in a very authoritative way and says, إِنَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. بِشَكَ اللَّهُ مَعْبُودْ هَيْ أَكِيلًا. Undoubtedly, the summary of all this, do understand, a direct address to the Christians, but for us as Muslims also to take a lesson, as it is in the Quran Sharif, that your Allah is one Allah, that there is nothing like Trinity, nothing like three gods, there is only one Allah, and it's a negation of all others, Hindus who believe in so many other gods, and how many other people who believe in the sun as a god, the earth as a god, for everything. And for us is also a lesson that we must understand that there is only one Allah, and that is Allah Rabbul Izzah. We also should not make shirk with Allah Ta'ala in the form of, for example, we take our medicine or we go to hospital for operations, etc. Don't think that is shifa. Shifa is in the hands of Allah. Believe only in Allah as the Shafi. The same way we have our income, our shops, our offices, etc. Don't regard that as the source of our ruzi. Only Allah alone is the giver of ruzi. So understand the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And the greatest distinction of Islam compared to all other religions is tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And tawheed should be very, very, very clear in us as Muslims. Unfortunately, amongst the Muslims, we have those also who, like the Christians, they raised Isa alayhi salam and they made him part of God, or they made him God himself. We have the people who believe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alimul ghaib, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam knows about the unseen also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got all knowledge like Allah has got all knowledge. Those people who believe like that, that is also totally wrong. Praise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as much as you can, but don't put him on the level of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Allah alone, and there is only one Allah, and tawheed must be very manifest in a person's life. Subhanahu an yakuna lahu walad. Usko laik nahi hai ki uske aulad ho. And it isn't proper. He is pure completely of having any child. So yeah, in this ayat, in this part of the ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala negates that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of God. Because a son and a father, they have comparison between them. Like a father is, like he's got two eyes, he's got a nose, ears, etc. The son will also be the same. Every offspring of anything is the same, like from what it is born. A goat that is born doesn't look like a human being. It is born from a goat, so it looks like a goat. A baby elephant is born from the mother elephant, so it won't look like a camel. It will look like an elephant, everything. So Allah Ta'ala has got no laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nobody and nothing like him. So if you believe that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, then that you will have to believe that Allah also looks like Isa alayhi salam, like a human being. But Allah clearly says one of the great qualities of Allah is laysa kamithlihi shay'un. There is nothing that resembles Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is completely, completely different. So don't ascribe any partners to Allah, and don't say that anyone is the son of Allah. The Jews claim وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ, that Uzair is the son of Allah. Allah has got no son whatsoever. Whoever it can be, Allah has got no son. He is completely different, and nobody is like him. And not only that, but لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Usi ka hai jo kuch aasmanon mein hai aur jo kuch zameen mein hai. And whatever is in the heavens and the earth, all belong to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the creator of everything. Everything belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. So not only as far as your beliefs are concerned, but everything, in fact, whatever you possess also, understand it's not mine, it is Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, Allah gives you the rule, the order that gives zakat from your money. If it was your own money, you could do as you want to. But it's not your money, it's Allah's money. So Allah has commanded you give zakat from that money. Wherever else you have to spend in right causes, spend it there. Whatever, your body is not your body. Therefore, a transplant of body organs is not permissible, because our body is not our body. It is Allah's body. And we can't do with our body as we please. We have to see what Allah wants. Many women also, who they use their bodies wrongly, and they were dressed wrongly, and they say it's our body. It's not our body. It is Allah's. We have to do with it as Allah wants us to do. We have to handle our body, our wealth, everything according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا وَكَافِي هَيْ اللَّهِ كَارْسَازِ. And Allah Ta'ala is sufficient as the doer of everything. Allah is the wakil. You hand over all your matters to Allah. Allah is نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ نِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ وَنِعْمَ الْكَفِيلُ. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient. So build your yaqeen on the zaat of Allah Ta'ala and trust only on Allah Ta'ala. And this is a continuous effort till maut, that we have to build our yaqeen correctly on Allah Ta'ala and put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Today we speak a lot about Tawheed and about the oneness of Allah and the Qudrat of Allah. But generally we trust asbab. We trust all material things. If we want to go somewhere, it's not that Allah will let us reach there. It's the car that will take us. It's the aeroplane that will take us. Our full trust is not on Allah. And Allah is not in need of any of these things. Allah can do as He pleases. As we see presently with the condition in Palestine, the outwardly and according to whatever military level a person can think of, it's impossible for Palestinians still to be existing, and for Hamas to be still taking action against the Israeli forces. It's really an impossible thing, but it is only the help of Allah Ta'ala, that in spite of all this, Allah's help is still there with them, and they are still fighting after being such a small number in such a small piece of land. Yet they have got all this power and they are still fighting back. So that is what we have to work for. And we are very far from that tawakkul on Allah. We still trust very, very much all on asbab, to have that full tawakkul, full trust on Allah Ta'ala. When the Sahaba used to go into jihad, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to announce to the enemies that we have got people with us to whom, as you love your wine and woman, they love martyrdom like that. And they have come not to win the battle, but to become martyrs. Their very object was to become martyrs and die for the cause of Allah Ta'ala. We are very, very far from that. We have to work towards that. May Allah bless us all with these realities, inshallah. SubhanAllah.